It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, this is the day for the play, the day for the marionette play. I have a poster here. It shows what we're going to see. The Browns gave me this. See, it says, the elves, the shoemaker, and the shoemaker's wife. Brown's Marionette Theater. And this big word here is today. Yeah. You know who this is? Mr. Shoemaker. This is Mrs. Shoemaker. And there are the two elves that come to help them make the shoes. Do you remember their names? The elves' names? Nip and Tuck. Who are some of the other people who are in the play? Do you remember? That woman who comes, Baroness Braunschweiger, I think her name is. Mm-hmm. And wasn't there a little boy by the name of Hans that Mr. Shoemaker gave some shoes to? Let me see if it's time. Oh, it's past time. Everybody's probably in the marionette shop. Let's go to see the elves, the shoemaker, and the shoemaker's wife. Hi. Hi, Chrissy. Terry. Excuse me, may I sit here? Thank you. All set to watch the elves, the shoemaker, and the shoemaker's wife? I am.
That was a good supper.
A few vegetables and a slice of bread. What kind of supper is that? Oh, if we only had some cheese or meat or butter.
We just don't have those things.
It's not fair. You work so hard. You make beautiful shoes, and the people don't care. They just don't care.
The people are poor here. They don't have money for shoes.
So you give the shoes away.
But these people are our friends. We've known them all of our lives. And it's winter. Do you want them to go barefoot? They pay what they can.
Oh, you're right. I just get discouraged. Let's go to bed now.
I'll be up soon. Let me finish here.
You need your rest.
Ah, I'm all right. You go on to bed.
What a man. What a patient man.
Poor Mama. She worries so. Let me see now. One pair of shoes is finished, and I think there's enough leather for one more pair. What? Who can that be at this hour? Why, Hans, come in.
Thank you, Mr. Shoemaker. I hope you don't mind, but I saw your light.
Mind? Of course I don't mind. But why are you out so late?
I was collecting firewood in the forest, and it was such a long walk back to the village that I thought I might come in and warm my feet. I've been walking in the snow.
Your feet? Hans, where are your shoes?
My, shoes? Well, I,
You don't have any shoes, do you? Hans?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, you've come to the right place. I can take care of that problem right away. Come here now. Take these.
Oh, no, sir, I couldn't.
Take them, Hans, please.
But I can't. I mean, I have no money.
Well, then take them as a gift.
But, oh, I could pay for them with the firewood. It's right outside your door. Would that be all right?
That would be just fine, Hans. More than enough. Now put on your shoes. It's late. Your family will be worried about you. Well, do they fit?
Oh, yes, sir. They fit perfectly.
Ah, good. I thought they would.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Shoemaker. Thank you for the shoes.
And thank you for the firewood. Good night, Hans.
Good night, Mr. Shoemaker.
Poor boy. I'm glad I had a pair of shoes to give him. I am the shoemaker. I am the shoemaker. Oh, I tap, 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 tap all the day long. I am the shoemaker.
Papa!
All right, Mama, I'm coming.
Sure did.
I wonder why he did that.
Because he's a special person.
Why?
Because he likes doing things for other people, like helping that little boy.
Do other people ever do nice things for him?
Gee, I don't know.
I have an idea.
What?
Let's take this last piece of leather and make a nice pair of shoes for him.
All right.
Won't he be surprised when he comes down in the morning?
Oh, and he finds the shoes all finished.
He'll never know who made them.
And we'll never, ever tell.
Let's get to work. Here's the leather.
And I'll get the hammer.
Oh, and Tuck, find some nails. We'll need lots and lots of nails.
I don't see any nails, Nip. Ouch! I found them.
Leather together, leather together, leather together, we'll make their shoes. Leather together, leather together, leather together, two by twos.
It is time to get up now.
All right, Mama. All right.
I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. Oh, I work and I save and do all that I can for my husband, the shoemaker man.
Ah, oh, I can't wait to get to the leather. I'll just start a little... What? I must be dreaming. Mama! Mama!
What is it? Oh, my goodness! Where did they all come from?
I don't know. I can't imagine. Oh, I'll get it.
I am the Baroness Braunschweiger. I have never in my life seen such fantastic shoes, such colors, such style. Why, they are positively breathtaking. My dears, I'll take them.
Which pair, Baroness?
Why, all of them, of course. I absolutely adore shoes, don't you, my dear?
Well, I like to make them.
And I like to wear them. How convenient.
For all of us.
Excuse me. Did you say all of the shoes?
Yes, I did. I know you're frightfully expensive, and it is terribly extravagant of me, but where shoes are concerned, money is no object. Would 300 gold pieces cover the cost? Oh, very well. 500 pieces of gold. Come along. Let's place all of these lovely shoes in my carriage. These will be a treat to my feet.
Help the Baroness take the shoes out. Understand.
But I think I like it.
Let's go buy some more leather.
Oh, this is funny.
Leather to last a lifetime, and plenty of gold left over.
We must find out who's helping us.
I have a plan. We'll pretend to go to bed, and then hide over there, and see about all this nighttime shoemaking.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Let's pretend to go to bed.
Oh, my, oh, my. I think it's about time to go to bed. It's getting late.
Come on, Papa.
Oh, goody, goody. They've gone to bed.
Shh. We better make sure. Remember, we don't want them to ever find out.
Papa, look.
Shh.
What are they?
They look like elves.
Elves?
Shh.
Hold it, Tuck. I think I heard something.
Oh, it's probably only Papa snoring.
Snore.
What?
Snore.
Oh.
See, I told you. He does that all night.
Oh, wow. Look at all this leather.
We'll never be able to do all of this. And anyway, I'm cold.
Then work faster and harder. That'll keep you warm.
I sure wish we had some warm clothes.
Oh, the poor little things.
Why, look at their clothes. Why, no wonder they're cold.
And look, no shoes.
I have a wonderful idea.
I'll make them some shoes.
And I'll make them some clothes.
Hold it again, Tuck. I think I heard something again.
Snore.
Oh.
Just snoring.
Leather, together. Leather, together. Leather, together. leather together, leather together, leather together.
It's almost time, Mama. Is everything ready?
Yes, everything. Tonight, our little friends are in for a big surprise. Look, Papa.
Tonight, instead of piles of leather...
there will be piles of clothes. Sweaters and shirts and jackets and coats and hats and pants.
And shoes? Come, Mama, let us hide and watch. Well, it is time for bed, Mama. Come.
Yes, Papa. I'm so sleepy. Oh.
Snore.
Oh, yes.
It's all clear. Papa's snoring.
Are you sure?
Yes, come on. I'm freezing.
Uh-oh, Tuck. Look at the funny leather.
Wait a minute, Nip. This isn't leather. It's
little coats and
hats and sweaters.
And look, shoes, little shoes. Tuck, they're in our size. I don't get it.
They must have found out somehow.
I can't believe it. Some of them are even warm clothes, too. Let's try them on.
All right. Oh, try this one on. Look, that's just for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mama, isn't that great?
Look how cute they look.
Listen to them giggle. Oh, look at that one.
And the other one in the little hat.
Well, if I must say so myself, I'm beautiful.
I do think I'm rather handsome myself.
Oh, weren't they the cutest little elves all dressed up like that?
Ha, ha, ha. They must have tried on every outfit at least twice. Look at that. A shop full of shoes. I never thought I would see such a day.
You never thought. I never thought. We've worked together for a long, long time.
I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. Oh, I work and I save and do all that I can for my husband, the shoemaker man. I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. I'm the wife of the shoemaker man. Oh, I work and I save and do all that I can for my husband, the shoemaker man.
Papa, did you hear that? The king?
At our shop?
The king? Here?
Your Majesty.
My dear shoemakers, my entire court is talking about your marvelous shoes. Yes, yes, I see what they mean. Splendid, splendid. Mr. and Mrs. Shoemaker?
Yes, Your Majesty?
Would you do me the honor of allowing me to bestow upon you the title of Royal Shoemakers?
Oh, we should be delighted, Your Majesty.
Yes.
Oh, very well, then. It is done. From this day forward, let it be known that Mr. and Mrs. Shoemaker are the Royal Shoemakers.
Oh, wow. Isn't that great? Let's find someone else to help. It's so much fun. Makes you feel all warm inside
and outside.
Papa?
Yes, Mama?
Who am I?
You're a royal shoemaker, and you're my wife.
Oh, I work and I save and do all that I can for my husband, the shoemaker man.
We're royal shoemakers. We're royal shoemakers.
Oh, we tap, 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 tap all the day long.
We're royal shoemakers.
Ah, let's go have our dinner.
Our great big dinner. Oh, I wish the elves were here to eat with us.
There's plenty of food for anybody who stops by our shop. Ah, that's the way I like it.
I'm liking it, too.
Oh, we tap, 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 tap all the day long. We're royal shoemakers.
You like that? Boy, I did you? Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. And your songs added so much to it.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it all. How are you, Mrs. Thompson?
Hi. We're here visiting Mom and Dad today.
Oh, I'm glad. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
I'm glad to see you. See you later.
Okay, thank you for coming. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Come along. Well, those little elves really helped the shoemakers, didn't they? Do you ever feel proud when you help big people? Well, I hope so. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am. Proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you, too. I was just thinking as I saw those elves and shoemakers at work that there might be some way we could make some kind of shoe, maybe just a slipper, with some paper and tape. Let me just try. Cutting what might look like the bottom of a shoe, you know, the sole of a shoe. I like to be doing things. See, that's sort of like the sole of a shoe. Then if we had a slipper, we'd need this part up here covered. Here. So I would maybe cut around that much of it. See there? It's a little like a slipper, and you could slip your foot into it like that. Try putting some tape around there. You could probably think of other ways to make slippers out of paper and all, but I was just thinking of this. See, just somehow to keep those two pieces together. And you could color it. course, that would be for... See? You could color it, or you could even cover it with some kind of material or something. Make yourself some real slippers. Oh, there are lots of ideas in the world. You have great ones. Sure. Things to be doing. My slipper. How about some food for the fish? See if they're hungry. Oh, look. Oh, we had a long play. The elves and the shoemaker. We've had a good long week together, getting ready for it. I've liked being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snacky today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it a special day. You know how. By just your being you. Mm-hmm. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And that's you yourself. And we're friends. Sure, television friends. And I like you just the way you are. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
The people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.